It's always been a sticking point that the federal government has never fulfilled its commitment to provide 40% of the cost of special education. Right now, it's around 18%. Some help for the next 2 years is on the way via the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act that could raise the federal share to 29%. Congressman Ron Kind says Wisconsin will get $352 million to use for students with disabilities and Title I programs that serve low-income students. Eau Claire Superintendent Ron Heilman wants some clarification on whether the money will be tied to student test scores under No Child Left Behind.
The flexibility I would ask for is let us keep as many of our teachers in classrooms and teacher assistants in classrooms as possible. I'm totally willing to accept the accountability piece of that. You know, hold us accountable for not only student results, but how we're utilizing the dollars. That flexibility is absolutely critical in my view.
Congressman Kind.
Well, I will take those ideas and concerns back to Washington with me, talk to other members on the Education Committee, and make sure as we work through the reauthorization process, we're definitely getting the feedback that we need.
Meanwhile, Superintendent Heilman says the stimulus money that starts flowing June 15th will free up money for regular educational services. That's important because the district has already whittled down a $3 million budget deficit with more cuts to come as the state budget deficit gets worse. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio in Eau Claire.